have no idea what loss is.
You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you.
I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Belly. I think they should be terrified.
Alright, let's get into some news. So, as can tend to happen in this day and age, because I don't know if a lot of you noticed, we live in a very, very heated time. Everybody's moaning at each other, people are trying to kill each other, all hell's kind of breaking loose in lots of different ways, shapes and forms. Thankfully, in this particular story, in this particular case, nobody did die, which is good. But comments were made about things and the internet was set ablaze, which is very easy to do. The internet, if you haven't noticed, is extremely flammable. I was going to originally talk, I'm still going to talk about the first thing because I have it noted down anyway. We have a Naughty Dog / HBO Last of Us update. So, the headline story, because I will be reading out both quotes, and then there's a third thing which is slightly separate but still related. Neil Druckmann and Halle Gross, who are the directors of The Last of Us Part 2, the game, and co-wrote some episodes alongside Craig Mazin for Season 2 and Season 1 of The Last of Us. Halle Gross and Neil Druckmann have stepped down from writing duties on The Last of Us Season 3, which isn't going to be here for about another 2 years anyway. Of course, they wrote episodes together on Season 1 and 2. Both of them wrote and basically like co-directed with each other the second game. Halle wasn't involved in the first game, but that was back in 2013, so a long time ago. This quote, I want to make sure I have the right person's quote first. Right, so this is Neil Druckmann's quote. It says, "To our Naughty Dog community..." Sorry, this is the post from Naughty Dog, and then it references his quote. "So, to our Naughty Dog community, we wanted to let you know that studio head Neil Druckmann delivered the following message to our team this morning." So this is the actual quote from him. "I've made the difficult decision to step away from my creative involvement in The Last of Us on HBO. With work completed on Season 2, obviously Season 2 has come and gone and aired and everybody's talked about it, and before any meaningful work starts on Season 3, now is the right time for me to transition my complete focus to Naughty Dog and its future projects, including writing and directing our exciting next game, Intergalactic: The Heretic Prophet, along with my responsibilities as studio head and head of created. Co-creating the show has been a career highlight. It's been an honor to work alongside Craig Mazin to executive produce, direct, and write on the last two seasons, so Season 1 and 2. I'm deeply thankful for the thoughtful approach and dedication the talented cast and crew took to adapting The Last of Us Part 1 and the continued adaption of The Last of Us Part 2, because, of course, not all of that has been adapted yet. There's going to be at least one more season, if not maybe two, so up to Season 4 possibly. So that's Neil Druckmann's quote. Let's move on to... I will talk about them both separately, but let's talk about Halle Gross's quote as well. She says, "With great care and consideration, I've decided to take a step back from my day-to-day work on HBO's The Last of Us to make space for what comes next. I'm so appreciative of how special this experience has been. Working alongside Neil, Craig, HBO, and this remarkable cast and crew has been life-changing. The stories we told about love, loss, and what it means to be human in a terrifying world are exactly why I love this franchise. I have some truly rad projects ahead that I can't wait to share. But for now, I want to express my gratitude to everyone who brought Ellie and Joel's world to life with such care." Right, so of course, again, internet's very flammable and everybody freaked out. Season 3's dead, everybody said, you know, all of those sorts of comments are happening. There was literally only a few comments I saw that said, like, maybe this isn't some sort of crisis, because sometimes in life you have to look at news that you consider bad, if you actually consider this to be bad news, and sometimes you have to take a step back, you have to take a breath. I think all of us could just take a breath now and again, because again, the just state of the world that we're living in, just take a breath, think about stuff in a more calm way. That's nowhere near as easy as I've just described, and I know that all too well. And just try to think a bit more. But a lot of us in this day and age don't think before we speak, unfortunately. So how do I feel about this? Many of you may have seen this and kind of wondered how I felt about it. Because as soon as these quotes came out, it was just spread everywhere very, very quickly, this news. I am disappointed by that. I'm not going to lie. I've always said that no matter what I do in terms of a podcast, whether it's going on Geek Town, going on anybody else's podcast, or obviously doing lots of work on here, I'm never, ever going to lie to any of you, and I'm always going to be completely honest. Because what's the point in me going onto a podcast and lying about how I feel about something? That doesn't benefit me, that doesn't benefit you, and it would involve me not telling the truth. Because I you know, be forgiven for thinking, like, you know, the amount of times I've talked about Last of Us and how much I've talked about it in a glowing sense. And I would understand if someone listened to the way I talked about it and called me a fanboy, for example. That's just an example. That would be fair. I wouldn't say that you're wrong about that. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of all of it. And obviously, the work that these three people have done, Hallie, Neil, and Craig. I also really enjoyed Craig's Chernobyl as well. Completely unrelated to Last of Us, but I really enjoyed that as well. But if I just came on here and said, oh, this is fine, this is like no problem at all, that would be me lying to you. So I just want to kind of like, you know, this is big news and I don't want to come across in a way that I don't mean to. It's also disappointing because that feels strange. That feels like a strange thing to have read, which I have just read those things. So that's my... There's a difference between what I think of this and how I actually... Like, how I think this is going to go and how I feel about this. To me, those are two kind of different things. So I'm disappointed by that, but I can't tell you yet what that means because I haven't seen a single frame or trailer of Season 3, right? I can tell you what I think might happen in Season 3. I could probably sit here for a good hour or so and tell you what I think is going to happen in Season 3. I've already done some of that. So that it feels very strange, and it doesn't feel right. It doesn't kind of... Yeah, it feels odd at the moment. So again, if I sat here and said, oh, I'm not bothered by it at all, then I would be lying to you. Which again, is never my aim. Nobody, apart from the people who are actually working on this show and, you know, have probably planned ahead because they've already teased a bunch of stuff for the rest of the story, obviously the creatives know what the rest of the story is up until the end of part two. So I assume those conversations have happened. In terms of what this actually means, though, I don't think this is a case of, like, For Neil particularly, I know obviously Hallie played a very, very big part in this. Obviously, she co-wrote the second game. But you would look at it and go, okay, Neil is the sort of main brain behind the whole thing. There's lots of other people to credit, but he's kind of the main guy, right? I don't see this as kind of, oh, Neil's going to sit in a room, completely ignore any and all conversations around the development and filming of Last of Us, and just let everybody else get on with it. I'm very, very sure that, because obviously Craig Mazin is going to be the main writer on this thing now. If Craig comes across something, or there's a problem with something, or questions about something, obviously he's going to consult Neil and or Hallie about a particular thing. Just like, you know, shoot a question at him, like, hey, this bit's coming up, I want to do it this way or this way, what do you think? I'm sure those conversations have probably already happened anyway. So just because, okay, Neil's not going to be writing any episodes for the third season, and I assume that would mean the fourth season as well, if they get greenlit for that, I don't think that means that Neil's going to, like, have no idea what's going on in the production. So that's kind of, so I don't know yet how good or bad that's going to be. Do I trust Craig Mazin to do great work on this? You have to remember he did still either solo write or co-write every single episode so far of the show. So it's not like Neil did, you know, all of it on his own. We were talking at the end of season two about, like, the way fingers get blame gets pointed at different people, and how, I'll tell you one thing that's strange about the criticism of this, because some people weren't happy about some things in season two. I'm not going to sit here and explain all of them. Things that I wasn't bothered by, but things that other people were bothered by. Because Craig was kind of listed as sort of the main writer, and whenever something went wrong, in quotes, the people who were annoyed about it pointed at Craig and went, right, this is your fault. So if you're somebody who is in that camp, and you're all entitled to your opinion, if you think that they did something wrong in season two or whatever, and you weren't happy about it, that's, you know, entirely your opinion. But what doesn't make sense to me connecting that to this is, so if you are someone who had some problems with season two, and you were all mainly pointing, because nobody in season two, when something went wrong, at least to them, pointed the finger at Neil or Hallie. Everybody pointed the finger at Craig. So for everyone today going like, oh, this means season three's dead, the main person that you've pointed at to be the problem, in quotes, is not the one who's just announced that they're leaving. So how will that make the third season worse? Like, if you think the person who is the problem anyway is still there, and the person that you weren't now pointing as the problem has walked away, or whatever that exactly means, that doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, but again, he's at least had a hand. I mean, he's the showrunner, and so it's not like Craig doesn't know what he's doing. You know, it's just the case that, okay, Neil won't be writing because people seem to forget, like, okay, Neil's not a TV person. Neither is Hallie. Craig is the TV. That's why, that's at least from what I believe, that's why they brought him in the first place, because, like, okay, we're doing this for TV now, not for games, so let's bring a TV person in. But some people seem to forget that Neil's got basically a studio to run and a game to write and direct. Like, that's, even those things themselves are a lot of work, so maybe that's why this has happened. Hallie also is going to be starring in Intergalactic. We see her in a bit of the trailer. I don't know how big her role will be, but she's doing that. And there's always going to be other stuff that Naughty Dog is working on that we don't even know about yet. So we don't know Hallie's involvement in that. And obviously, Neil's going to be involved in those things anyway. So I'm not looking at this and seeing this as a problem. I'm, again, still seeing it as a weird thing. That's a strange... It doesn't feel right. But I won't know what it looks like until we actually get more of season three. I know you're not kind of in these circles and stuff and that sort of thing, but what do you think of this general thing that's happening here?
Well, when those two people that are that high up in the original creation of the game leave, means either one of two things. They're just too busy and it's taking up too much time, or they're getting forced by the studio to go in a direction they don't want to go. And we won't really know which one of those is even close to even having a chance to being true or not until season three comes out and we see what the script is and what everything else is. Past that, you know, people leave projects all the time for whatever reason. It happens.
It does indeed. Yeah. But yes, that does indeed happen all the time. But just on the first point that you mentioned there, because again, you could look at that and say, okay, creative differences, we won't really know what that means until the third season comes around, which we probably won't even get a trailer till next year, so it's going to be a while before we find out anything. But even on the, because I obviously listen to the official podcast where they talk about each episode and how they got to certain, you know, choices and that sort of thing, it's very, very, very clear that the three of them have had multiple conversations about not just the episodes that they're working on, but future episodes. So I can't look at this and go like, oh, Craig has no idea what would have no idea what to do for season three and four, because they've clearly talked about that already, because they even give a lot of, you know, hints as to like, hey, this thing popped up, we'll get, you know, there's a nice kind of like tease thing. They've done that loads of times. So, and again, it's not like one of them can't message the other or call the other if they want to consult one of them on something. It's not like sort of, hey, I'm never talking to Craig again, he's completely on his own, good luck. So that's my feelings on that. Yeah, and we'll just, it's going to be a wait and see for a while, but we'll just have to wait and see how all of that turns out.